with our second mini set performer tonight, and that's Carla Schwartz. She also has a CD up on the shelf, or copies of it, and also several books, including Desire. She does both poetry and song, and plays the piano, and improvises sometimes as she goes. So please, a big welcome for Carla Schwartz.
Do you want me to do the piano first? And I was going to do piano last.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Great. I think we're good. Let's see. Yeah, we're good. Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. I'm going to read you a few poems, and then I'm going to do a piece on the piano. And I do have a couple of CDs, one CD and two books, and everything's $5 if you want to, you know, or offer me something for those things. I have a new book coming out, and some of this material is going to be in that new book. So the first poem I'm going to start with is called Daily Call. You would be calling me out of the cold water today, telling me to buy a new car, as you did 15 years ago before I bought the Honda. I would be telling you it only has 235,000, and if I just replace the leaking fuel lines, it will last to 300 at least. You would parry with side airbags and anti-lock brakes. I still regret not having changed the timing gear in the Chevelle. Just then you would lament, upset that my face is cut, my eye bruised, my leg, my palm, and introduce me. This is my daughter. She fell off her bike. The subtext reads, she doesn't usually look like this. I'm embarrassed. Forgive her. Not buying in to the healing powers of a cold pond, you would insist I will get sick. I can't call to say I won't let go of the Honda because you helped me buy it and you're not here anymore. You, star of the showroom, who knew how to say no, to walk away from what you don't want. Last swim November. The socks, the booties, the wetsuit, three caps, the gloves, the hood, the fins. I always say the fins are to keep my kick going even when my feet are numb. It has not come to that yet. I walk down the cement stairs with only my shoes to leave at the shore. I swim with my keys and my glasses and leave the shoes. I've had my shoes walk off before. I stare at the beautiful Drury Pond and head out. I swim on my back. The sky is all cloud. I can take my bearing only from the beach house on the way out and have no directional markers on the way back. At 8, I am at the other end of the pond. I concentrate on swimming a straight line, and on the cold water I spray into my mouth with each backward stroke of my arms while my hood creeps over my lips. I gasp for breath when the hood seals my mouth. Thoughts flit through like schools of fish. I could die so many ways out here, my arms so cold, my strokes become flaccid. I could panic, unable to breathe through my gear, or I could just give up. Instead, I lose the swim that loses me and survive like mad. Thank you. This piece is called Knock Off. When you say, wouldn't it be better if you said, or I saw your disappointment and felt concerned, since I have a natural proclivity not to hurt, I hear you saying, knock it off. The week of the marathon bombs, we were all emotional. The dead and injured couldn't say, knock it off. This was no joke. Once you knocked my socks off, I might not have noticed, but love came knocking, loud, insistent bursts. Sometimes you encouraged me to knock 'em dead if my confidence waned. Once I knocked my ankle into a cinder block when I fell through a hole on your porch. Defending your home, you knocked me down a notch, labeled me accident prone. You wanted to knock sense into me, teach me knock it off, your school of hard knocks. Teacher, I have a question. Love doesn't make sense. When a woman accidentally becomes pregnant, she's knocked up. I swell up with feeling when you tell me not to feel, or how to feel, or what not to say, or if I do say, how to say it. You wanted the cheap knockoff feelings, the yes sir, that's right, whatever you want, like the Walmart cashier when you purchased a knockoff scarf. I think I better read something a little lighter. This is called The Princess. The pink flip-flops have her name on them. She wastes no time selecting them. The princess slippers know her as well as she them. Not so with the mangoes or bananas or nuts. These she deliberates. Only so much fits into her little princess head, and her purse is finite. She must prioritize. She can't buy the nuts after all. The princess sees the cordoned off area near the beach and proudly recognizes a small mini golf course for the sea turtles. A private one, naturally, just right for their reclusive selves. One course per family, she presumes. I have seen the princess making a video on the beach. She on a bicycle, her minions all around. She practices waving. Hola, minions, hola. One or two recognize her royalness, wave back. The princess wears her finest dress to dinner. Expecting to be paid compliments, she holds out her hand, and when silence shakes it, she asks how she looks. And sure enough, she looks marvelous. When at last she tumbles into the princess bed at the end of day, she calls down, having forgotten the princess's glass, "Minion, water, please." She thanks him with a kiss, and water pleases. Thank you. Great. All right, I'm going to read you one more poem, and then I'm going to go over to the piano. And so this poem is going to be in my new book called Mother One More Thing. It's called Figs in June. I used to say the only good reason to live in Florida was fresh figs in June. I never told that to Frank. Frank had a backyard pear tree. The pears were spotted and misshapen. He didn't eat them so I could have them all, so I could have all I wanted. The tree was taller than his house, so I had to take the drops. That was okay. Those pears would be good for a pie. There were also two fig trees at the side of his yard, close to mine. Fig trees are short with mushroom crowns. The figs are hard and green and bitter until they ripen when they turn soft and sweet. Frank didn't need no truck with the figs either. But the birds, they was another story. You might think the tree of knowledge was a fig. Somehow fig trees taught me outsmarting the birds. They only gave for about 1 week in June. I'd head out with my little green pint basket and pick a day short of ripe. Frank said, one time I climbed up to my roof with my BB and shot a squirrel right off the tree. I used to want the pears when my girls were young, but the squirrels would eat them all first. So as people have heard me before on the piano, I'm going to get the light. I do this kind of avant-garde experimental thing, and I hope you enjoy it. The piece is called, look, I get double lights. It's so cool. The piece is called Five Page Word. I've done it here before. From the start, we said there must be a five-page word to describe our love. I wish I had written down. It would have had many vowels. The A's would sing praise, hello, but also protest bad behavior. The meat in between. Oh, oh, oh. Yes. Yes. And the woe that hung around my neck that became me. Ownership. Hot kisses. Unabashed loving. Everything undone. Consonants will be thrown in. K, k, crutch. For what? Chup. Gestures. L, laughter. Slammed door. You understood this word, that you invented it. As we invented love, that you could own it, and just as easily take it from me. But you were all bluster. Never did write it down. The word we pretended might take a lifetime to understand.
Thank you, Carla Schwartz. Again, she's got a CD and she's got some books. And Keith Hampton has CDs back there as well. Thank you very much, Carla.